mentioned by David Lapshin when he spoke, and by Rabbi Yeager. So, I want to speak about these two Gemaras, but perhaps go in a slightly different direction. The first Gemara is the Gemara in Megillah, where the Gemara poses the problem that Mordechai and Esther were misaken the concept of Kriyas Megillah on Purim, which the Gemara describes as being the only addition that was made by the Nevi'im to mitzvahs. This was the only additional mitzvah that the Nevi'im were misaken. And the Gemara asks in Megillah, where was their source, or where did they get it from, to be misaken a mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah on Purim? And to that the Gemara answers that Reb Chiya Bavin said, in the name of someone else, that they based themselves on a Kal V'Chomer that they had. And the Kal V'Chomer was that if Me'avdus L'Cheiras, in connection with Yetzias Mitzrayim, we said Shira, there's an Indian of saying Shira, then the Gzeira at the time of Mordechai and Esther, the Gzeira of Haman, which was a more severe Gzeira because it was a Gzeira of annihilation, it was a Gzeira of Mimisa L'Chaim, so it's a Kol Shekein that one should commemorate it with some type of recital, and the Nevi'im legislated that the recital should be Kriyas Megillah. To which the Gemara says, why did they legislate that the recital should be Kriyas Megillah? If the whole thing is based on a Kal V'Chomer from Yetzias Mitzrayim, then why didn't they legislate to say Hallel in the same way as we say Hallel to commemorate Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the Gemara's first teretz is because one doesn't say Hallel on a Nes which took place in Chutz La'aretz, to which the Gemara asks, that surely Yetzias Mitzrayim was also a Nes which took place in Chutz La'aretz, so therefore how can we say Hallel to commemorate Yetzias Mitzrayim? And the Gemara gives an answer on that. So basically the Gemara has one answer, the reason why we don't say Hallel on Purim is because you don't say Hallel to commemorate a Nes which took place in Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara then gives a second reason why you don't say Hallel on Purim, because Rav Nachman says that Kriyosa Zu Halila, that the Kriyas Megillah is the equivalent of saying Purim, of saying Hallel. And Rava says that Hallel, Rava or Rabba, it's a machlekes what the Gil says there in the Gemara, says that the reason why you don't say Hallel on Purim is because by virtue of the only reason why you want to suggest that we should say Hallel on Purim initially was because we had a Kal V'Chomer from Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Yetzias Mitzrayim was Me'avdus L'Cheiras. So if Me'avdus L'Cheiras you say Hallel, Kol Shekein you say Hallel on Mimisa L'Chaim. To which the Gemara says there is a distinction between Yetzias Mitzrayim and between the Nes that took place at the time of Mordechai V'Esther, because the Nes which took place at Yetzias Mitzrayim created a situation where until the Nes took place, Klal Yisrael were Avodim to Paroi, and after the Nes took place, they were not Avodim to Paroi anymore, but they were Avdei Hashem. Whereas the Nes that took place on Purim, true, it saved Klal Yisrael from annihilation, but Klal Yisrael still remained Avodim, because we're still in Golus, and you don't say Hallel to commemorate the Nes, which leaves you as a Eved, which seems to imply from the Gemara that the Halacha of Hallel is only pertinent in a situation where the Nes would result in one becoming an Eved Hashem and not being an Eved somewhere else, whereas if the Nes occurred and one remained an Eved to someone else and not an Eved Hashem, then Hallel wouldn't be applicable. That's the Gemara in Megillah. So, the Gemara in Megillah, if we try and look at the bottom line of what the Gemara is saying in Megillah, the Gemara in Megillah is saying that one would have a theoretical reason to say Hallel on Purim. And the theoretical reason to say Hallel on Purim is on the basis of a Kal Vachomer from Pesach. In other words, the whole Hava Mina to say Hallel on Purim is based on the fact that I have a Kal Vachomer from Pesach. To which the Gemara gives a variety of answers as to why we don't use this Kal Vachomer in order to be mechayev us with Hallel on Purim. So as far as the Gemara in Megillah is concerned, the mechayev of Hallel on Purim, if there was a halacha of saying Hallel on Purim, the mechayev of the Hallel on Purim is the Kal Vachomer from Pesach. That's the Gemara in Megillah. A similar Gemara, which as I said was quoted by the David Lopin, is quoted by Rav Yeager, if I'm not mistaken, is the Gemara in Erechin. The Gemara in Erechin also discusses this subject of Hallel on Purim, but the starting point of the Gemara in Erechin is a different starting point. There the Gemara starts off by telling us that there are 18 days in the year which one has to say Hallel, and the Gemara there lists the days of the year on which one has to say Hallel, and the Gemara then says that there are in fact more days in Chutzlaretz, because in Chutzlaretz you've got the second day of Yom Tov as well, so that will give you an extra 3 days, which will give you not 18 days that you have to say Hallel, but 21 days in which the Yochid is going with the Hallel, which you have to say Hallel. And the Gemara then talks about the distinction between Sukkos and Pesach, where on Sukkos there is a chiyuv to say Hallel every single day, whereas on Pesach there's a chiyuv to say Hallel only on the first day. And the Gemara asks, what's the difference? And the Gemara answers that there is a difference, because on Sukkos each day has its own korban, which seems to indicate that each day is a some sort of independent yontif, however you want to understand it, whereas on Pesach there's only one korban, and therefore Pesach is one continuous yontif, and therefore it's only the first day where there's a chiyuv of the korban, and therefore it's only on the first day that you say Hallel. The Gemara starts debating this svara. The Gemara starts debating this theory. The Gemara starts bringing examples of days which have their own korban, and yet we don't say Hallel. So why do we say that the Hallel is dependent upon the korban? The Gemara goes backwards and forwards with different questions. And the Gemara, in the middle of all this, suddenly says, why are we saying Hallel on Hanukkah? And the Gemara says, the reason that we say Hallel on Hanukkah is because on Hanukkah a Nes occurred, the Nes Hanukkah, and we're saying Hallel in order to commemorate the Nes, or because of the Nes. To which the Gemara asks, surely on Purim, if so, we should also say Hallel, because on Purim a Nes occurred. So if you're going to say that on Hanukkah a Nes occurred, and that was a Machayev for Hallel, then on Purim as well there should be a Machayev for Hallel, namely the Nes of Purim. To which the Gemara starts giving the same answers again. Either because you don't say Hallel on a Nes which occurs in Chutz Laaretz, and Purim was a Nes which occurred in Chutz Laaretz, or then the Gemara asks again, well, what about Yetzias Mitzrayim? It was also a Nes that occurred in Chutz Laaretz. And then the Gemara brings Rav Nachman's Teretz, the Krios of Alila, that the Krios of Megillah is in place of the Hallel, and then the Gemara says again the other answer, that you only say Hallel when a situation is created, when you are an Eved Hashem, but if an S occurs and you're not an Eved Hashem, but you're still an Eved to the nations of the world, they don't say Hallel. So, bottom line of the Gemara in Erechin is that the suggested logic as to why I should have to say Hallel on Purim is because a Nes occurred on Purim. In the same way as on Hanukkah a Nes occurred and you say Hallel on Hanukkah, so too a Nes occurred on Purim, and therefore you should say Hallel on Purim, to which the Gemara answers and gives the Teretz in the same Teretz as the Gemara gave in Megillah. Which means that the Gemara in Megillah and the Gemara in Erechin are basically telling two different things. in terms of what is the Hava Mina as to why I should say Hallel on Purim. As far as the Gemara in Megillah is concerned, the logic why I should say Hallel on Purim is because I have a Kal V'Chomer from Pesach. And on that, Rav Nachman came along and Rav Nachman gave an answer that you're right. The logic is a correct logic. You have a Kal V'Chomer from Pesach. And we do say Hallel on Purim. Except we say Hallel on Purim in the form of Mikra Megillah, in the form of Kriyas Megillah. The Gemara in Erechin asked a different question. The Gemara in Erechin asked, why don't we say Hallel on Purim? We should say Hallel on Purim, not because we've got a Kal V'Chomer from Pesach, but because we've got a proof from Hanukkah. Because by Hanukkah you say Hallel, and the reason why you say Hallel on Hanukkah is because unless it occurred on Hanukkah, so to on Purim. Unless it occurred on Purim, say Hallel. So the outside logic of why I should say Hallel on Purim differs in the Gemara in Megillah from the Gemara in Erechin. Again, the Gemara in Megillah says that the outside logic that I should say Hallel is a Kal V'Chomer from Pesach, and the Gemara in Erechin says the outside logic is a Raya from Hanukkah, that just as Hanukkah is Mishum Nisa, so too Purim is Mishum Nisa. And the Gemara gave the same answer in both places. And if we pick the answer of Rav Nachman, if we stick to the answer of Rav Nachman, so as far as the question from the Kal V'Chomer from Pesach is concerned, the answer is Priyasa Zuhi Lula. And if you pick the question of the Gemara and everything, the Kasha from Hanukkah, the same answer, Priyasa Zuhi Lula. In fact, we are saying Hallel. We're saying Hallel in the form of Kriyas HaMegillah. Okay, that's the two Gemaras. There was also a Me'iri that was mentioned by Rav David Lopshin. What's the Miri? The Miri says a very interesting thing. And the Miri is quoted in Halacha as well. Not the Halacha Lemaisa, but it's quoted, it's brought down. And the Miri on Megillah, and the Miri says the following. The Miri says that it's a well-known thing, says the Miri, everybody knows, that you don't say Hallel on Purim. Says the Miri, however, the reason why you don't say Hallel on Purim is a machlokes in the Gemara. It's a machlokes in the Gemara in Megillah. And there are a number of suggestions as why you don't say Hallel. One suggestion why you don't say Hallel is because the Kriyas Megillah is the equivalent of saying Hallel. That's the answer of Nachman, says the Miri. The other answer the Gemara gives is because you don't say Hallel where the net result of the Ness is that you are still Avodim. You only say Hallel in a situation where the net result of the Ness is that you are Avdi Hashem and not Avodim to a foreign nation. Whereas by Purim, seeing that we're not yet out of Golus, therefore you don't say Hallel. Says the Meiri, I think, so the Meiri says, I think that there's a big difference between these two answers as to why you don't say Hallel on Purim. Says the Meiri, because if you're going to say that the Kriyas HaMegillah is a replacement for the saying of Hallel, if you're going to assume the teretz of Rav Nachman, that reading the Megillah is the equivalent of saying Hallel, then says the Meiri, it would appear to me that if an individual did not have a Megillah, for whatever reason, you have a community that doesn't have a Megillah, so let them stand up and say Hallel. Because the whole reason why you don't say Hallel is because the Kriyas Megillah is in place of the Hallel. If you've got no Kriyas Megillah, then go back to the din of saying Hallel. However, if you say that the reason why you don't say Hallel on Purim is because you don't say Hallel on a Ness, which did not result in your being an Avdei Hashem, you don't say Hallel on a Ness if you still remain in Golus after the Ness. Then says the Neri, what's the difference as to whether you have a Megillah or you don't have a Megillah? The whole concept of Hallel has been knocked out, been a Geah to the miracle of Purim. And therefore, even if you don't have a Megillah, you wouldn't say Hallel. Says the Meiri, personally, this is what he says. Personally, I believe that the first answer is the more correct one. Namely, that the answer in the Gemara of Rav Nachman, that Kriyosu Zuhalilo, is the correct answer as to why we don't say Hallel on Purim. Therefore, I would paskin, says the Meiri, that if you don't have a Megillah, say Hallel. Now that opinion is brought in the Paiskim, even though we don't paskin Halacha Lemaisa like that, but that opinion is brought in the Paiskim. He also mentioned Right? I haven't said anything new at all. I'm just quoting what Rabbi Lapkin said. There's different Gemaras that he said. I'm not saying what he actually wanted to say yet, but the different Gemaras and different information that he quoted. He also quoted a Rambam. The Rambam actually paskins like the answer in the Gemara that of Rav Nachman. Namely, the reason why you don't say Halal on Purim is because the Kriyas HaMegillah is the Halal. That's the opinion of the Rambam. Now, he also pointed out that the Rambam phrases this in a certain way. The way in which the Rambam phrases this is the Rambam says, V'leitiknu Halal b'Purim, they were not Mesaken Halal on Purim, Shekriyas HaMegillah Hu HaHalal, because the reading of the Megillah, that is the Halal. That Rambam, which talks about Mikra Megillah being in place of Halal, in other words, that Rambam which talks about why you don't say Halal on Purim, in that very same halacha, the Rambam talks about other days of the year when you don't say Halal, and gives reasons in reference to the other days of the year in which you don't say Halal, why you don't say Halal. And the two particular examples that the Rambam mentions there are Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That you don't say Halal on Rosh Hashanah, and you don't say Halal on Yom Kippur. However, when the Rambam phrases the fact that you don't say Halal on Rosh Hashanah and you don't say Halal on Yom Kippur, the Rambam phrases the way which he says it differently than the way in which he phrases why you don't say Halal on Purim. On Purim, when the Rambam says you don't say Halal, the Rambam says Leitiknu, that they weren't Mesaken Halal on Purim. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah and on in connection with Rosh Hashanah and connection with Yom Kippur, there the Rambam says Ein Oimrim Halal. One doesn't say Halal on Rosh Hashanah and one doesn't say Halal on Yom Kippur. So in connection with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Rambam's language is Ein Oimrim, one doesn't say. In connection with Purim, the language the Rambam uses is Leitiknu. So the Mefarshei Rambam, the Achrenim, already point out that the Rambam is obviously trying to tell us something here. The Rambam is using the specific language of Leitiknu in reference to Purim, whereas in reference to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, he doesn't use the language of Leitiknu, but he uses the language of Ein Koirim. Say the Achrenim, because the Rambam wants to tell us that he's arguing here with the Meiri. The Rambam wants to tell us that on Purim, they were never Mesaken Megillah, as Halal. There was never any takona of saying Halal. So seeing that there was never any takona of saying Halal, therefore, even though Kriyas HaMegillah replaces the Halal, if you haven't got a Megillah, according to the Rambam, you wouldn't say Halal, because there was never ever a takona of saying Halal on Purim. This gets sharpened because the diuk in the Lashon HaRambam seems to be a diuk, because if you look in the other poskim, the Rishonim who are poskim, you see an interesting thing. I don't want to go through, there's a whole list of them, I don't want to go through all of them, but let's just take one. The Sefer HaManig also discusses why you don't say Halal on Purim, and why you don't say Halal on Rosh Hashanah, and why you don't say Halal on Yom Kippur. And if you look inside, you see the very interesting language. He says, Ein Omrim Halal b'Purim. And then when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, he says, Ein Omrim Halal b'Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So you see clearly that he uses the expression Ein Omrim both in reference to Purim and in reference to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. If you look in the Balaita, he does exactly the same thing. He says Ein Omrim in reference to Purim, and he says Ein Omrim in reference to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And it's only the Rambam who's the odd one out. It's the Rambam who, when it came to Purim, changed the language. Didn't want to use the language Ein Omrim, but used the language Leitiknu, which is obviously there to emphasize the point that Milchatchila they were never Mesaken that you should say Halal on Purim. Which means that we end up with a Machloikas, Lichura, we end up with a machlokes. That's what it looks like. We end up with a machlokes between the Rambam and the Meiri. Then the Meiri comes along and the Meiri says that Rav Nachman came along in the Gemara and Rav Nachman said that Kriyas is a lulo, that reading of the Megillah is Hallel. So the Rambam says, if you haven't got a Megillah, too bad. Because there were never Masakan Hallel on Purim, there were only Masakel, Masakan, Kriyas and Megillah. The Meiri comes along and says, no, they were Masakan Mikra Megillah contra of Nachman in place of Hallel. So if you've got a Megillah, read the Megillah. If you haven't got a Megillah, say Hallel. So Lichura, the Rambam understood the statement of Rav Nachman, the Kriyas and Lula, slightly differently than the way in which the Meiri understood it. Lichura, I don't know, but Lichura, the Meiri understood that Kriyas and Lula is the Rambam, the Meiri understood the following. The Rav Nachman's coming along and he's saying this following. You're asking me a question why you don't say Hallel on Purim. Well, think a moment what the theme of Hallel is. Right, the theme of Hallel is you praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you for the nest that he did, you talk about the nest that he did, right? You elaborate on the nest, right? You push the point that a nest happened today. So along came Chazal and they said that on Purim we'll do the same thing, but we'll do it differently. We'll do it in the form of Mikra Megillah. Fine. So if you've got a Megillah, you've done the expression of the Pilsum HaNes and the Shvach and Haidah to the Ribbon Yisholim through the Megillah. You haven't got a Megillah. Go back to the old system. What's the old system? Hello. The Rambam came along and the Rambam said no. The Rambam said that's not what Rav Nachman meant. Rav Nachman didn't mean that there's a thematic comparison between Mikra Megillah and Hallel. And therefore do one, and if you can't do one, do the other. Rav Nachman came along and says the Rambam said something more than that. The Rambam came along and said that Hallel is in two forms. There are two forms of Hallel. One form of Hallel is the classic Hallel. The classic Hallel that we know. Those particular prokim in Tehillim that were chosen to be the classic form of Hallel. Then there's another type of Hallel. It so happens that the other type of Hallel is only said once a year. But the other type of Hallel is a Hallel which is not those particular prokim and tehillim which were chosen to be said normally, but is the Sipur Advarim of what happened at the time of Mordechai and Esther, written down by the Ruach HaKodesh, by the Nevi'im, right, by Mordechai and Esther Ruach HaKodesh, and saying that, your mum is saying Hallel. In other words, the Chachorim came along, the Nevi'im came along, and the Nevi'im were Mesakin according to Rav Nachman. That on Purim, there's a different type of Hallel. There's a Kriyas HaMegillah type of Hallel. And that was the Takona. And if you haven't got a Megillah, then you can't be Mekayim, the Hallel of Purim, which is Mikra Megillah. And there's no point in going and saying the other Hallel, because the other Hallel was never instituted on Purim. Purim had its own Hallel. Its own Hallel called Mikra Megillah. In other words, according to the Rambam, Kriyas HaZehilula, Pshat is when you read the Megillah, you are reading words of Hallel. According to the Meiri, you're not reading words of Hallel. You're thematically doing the same thing that you would do if you said Hallel. Therefore, do it by Mikra Megillah, and if you can't do it by Mikra Megillah, do it by Hallel. That Lechura is what they're arguing about, and this Lechura we have a Machlokes. Of course, the question then arises, why is it that, according to the Rambam, why is it that the Nevi'im came along and were Masakan a different type of Hallel on Purim? What is the Gehalt? I mean, what do they care? Why couldn't they say on Purim, say the normal Hallel? Why on Purim Dafka did they have to make a different type of Hallel? So come on, Rabbi Shalmathans and others already say that because the Ness of Purim was different than all other Nisim. Normally, if you take all the Nisim that happened on which we say Hallel, all those days in the year when we say Hallel, we were commemorating a Ness, the Ness was always the Ness Goloi. It was always open Nisim. Right? You just take the obvious example of Hanukkah, right? It was an open Ness, a certain amount of oil that should burn for period X, burn for period Y. That's an open type of Ness, or Chayis Kriyas Yom Suf, whatever it may be, these are all things which are obvious Nisim. Masha'ein came on Purim, the whole Ness of Purim was a Ness which was clothed in Tevach, which wasn't a Nes Goloi, therefore he says the Hallel which they were instituted on Purim is a Hallel which is in tandem with the Nes. In the same way as the Nes is a Nes Nista, the Hallel is a Hallel Nista. In other words, it's not the normal Hallel, the open Hallel, it's a Hallel Nista. It's a very nice philosophical idea, right, as to why they were masaking it in that way. There is a shita of the Gaonim, a very famous shita of the Gaonim, of High Gaon, of Tzevach Gaon, and others, which is quoted in a number of places. One of the places which is quoted in is a run in towards the end of Pesachim, in Arvei Pesachim. It's also quoted in the Mordechai, in Arvei Pesachim, where the shita of the Gaonim is the following. The Gaonim say, they ask a question, why don't you make a bracha on Hallel when you read the Hallel on the night of Pesach? Right? We all know, Be'el HaSeder, we read Hallel, it's part of the Haggadah Shel Pesach, right? Is the Hallel. Why don't you make a bracha? We don't make a bracha on the Hallel. Says Rav Haigoin, a interesting expression. In his answer, he uses an interesting expression. He says in his answer, She'ein onu kairin oisei b'teiras kairin, because when you say Hallel on Pesach night, you're not saying Hallel b'teiras kriyas Hallel. It's not Hallel b'teiras kairin, reading certain prakim which constitute a kiyum din of Hallel. Elo b'teiras oimrim shira. You're saying the Hallel as an act of shira, an act of saying over praise to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then he brings a raya for it. Therefore, he says, the Hallel, which is not a Hallel as an act of kriyas Hallel, but a Hallel which is an act of Hallel as shira, doesn't require a bracha. And immediately there's a problem here as to what exactly does Rav Haigoin mean when he says that the Hallel on the night of Pesach, you're not reading it, you're not saying it as a Hallel of Kairin, but you're saying it as a Hallel of Shira. The Mordechai adds on, he quotes also this Rav Haigoin, but he adds on one additional point. He says, the Kriyas HaMegillah on the night of Pesach, you don't make a bracha. Why not? He says, because if you look at the Hallel on the night of Pesach, it's a strange Hallel. It's different than the other Hallel. Normally Hallel, the Hallel Shalem, right? The Hallel that we say on the first day of Pesach, the Hallel we say on Sukkot, the Hallel Shalem, you start at the beginning and you go straight through till the end. Hallel on the night of Pesach in the Leil HaSeder is a different type of Hallel. Why? Because in the middle of the Hallel, what do? You stop and you eat. Right, you have a meal in the middle of the Hallel. Therefore, he says, seeing that you stop in the middle and you eat your Suda, therefore it can't be classified as a normal type of Hallel. It must be a different type of Hallel. So he says, therefore, a normal type of Hallel is a Hallel Shel Kairin. It's a Hallel which is a Kriyas Hallel. Masha'en came, the Hallel on the night of Pesach, you don't make a bracha on the Hallel because you're mafsik in the middle to eat, therefore it must be a different type of Hallel, it's a Hallel Shel Shira. So everybody knows that the Bris Kerov in a number of places, repeats himself in a number of places, talks about this Shita of the Gaonim, and what he basically says is that what the Gaonim are trying to say is that there are two distinct types of Hallel. There is a type of Hallel which the Gemara talks about in Eruchin. The Gemara in Eruchin started off, as we said, by saying that there were 18 days in the year in which they were koveya that one should say Hallel. That Hallel, says the Bris Kerov, is what Rav Haigoin was talking, Rav Semach Haigoin were talking about when they spoke about a Hallel Shel Kairin. That's Kriyas Hallel. However, there is another type of Hallel, says the Bris Kerov, which is a Hallel that is said any time when you are in a situation that you are, the expression that he uses are nigalin mitzara. When every time Klal Yisrael gets into trouble and the Ribbono Shel'olam takes them out of the tzara that they're in, then there is another din of halal that has to be said. That halal, says the Biskarov, is the second type of halal that Rav Haigon was talking about. That's the halal of Shira. Says the Biskarov, there's a difference between the halal which is being said on the first day of Pesach, there's a difference between the halal which is said on Sukkot and the halal which is said during the Leil HaSeder, during the Seder. The halal which is said during the Seder is as a words of Shvach V'Haidor to the Ribbono Shel Olam that he was Goyal As Mitzorah. The halal which is said on the first day of Pesach, or on Sukkot, or on Chanukah, or on the other, all the other Yud Ches days that were fixed as days of saying halal, that is not a halal which is being said because we were nigal mitzora. That is a different din of halal called a halal shel kriya, a halal shel kairin. On a halal shel kairin, you make a bracha, says the Biskarov. On a halal which is shel shira, you don't make a bracha. On a halal shel kairin, yudches, it's a complete halal. On a halal shel shira, it doesn't have to be a complete halal, it can even be a half halal. So that's how he explains the halal which is said on Pesach night. He brings rayas for it, I don't want to go into the whole thing, but he brings kama rayas for it. The Biskarov says that with that, he says, I understand a Rambam. What's the Rambam? He says that the Rambam paskins, when the Rambam talks about halal and Hilchas Chanukah and Purim, when the Rambam talks about halal, the Rambam says that Kriyas halal is always midivrei seifrim. Right, so the Rambam, Kriyas Halal is midivrei seifrim. Kol hayomim shegoymrim bohem es ha-halal. All those Yud Ches days, those 18 days, when there's a din of goymrim es ha-halal, which the Biskarov, when he touched up Rav Haigon and Rav Semel Goyen, said that that's a halal shel kairin, it's a halal shel kriya. The Rambam paskins that that's midivrei seifrim. The Ravid attacks the Rambam. The Ravid attacks the Rambam, and he says, how can you, Rambam, say that it's midivrei seifrim? Surely it's more than Divrei Seferim, it's Midivrei Kabbalah. We have a pasuk in Nach which tells us about Halal, says the Ravid. What's the pasuk in Nach which tells us about Halal? The pasuk which says, Hashir Yeyel Lochem Kelel Hiskadesh Chag. That on the night, Hiskadesh Chag of the Yom Tov, Hashir Yeyel Lochem, you should say Shira. Says the Ravid, if so, we have a pasuk in Nach which tells us that you have a chiyuv to say Shira, to say Hallel on the night, talking about the night of Pesach, obviously, the night of the Nes. So how can you, Rambam, say that it's only Midrabbana? That's what the Ravid asks on the Rambam. Says the Biskarov, no problem at all. They're talking about two different things. The Rambam is talking about the Yud Ches Yomim, the 18 days on which they were Keveya, to say Hallel. That, says the Rambam, is Midivrei Seferim. The Ravid's Pasuk is talking about what? The night of Pesach. That Hallel is a different type of Hallel. That's not a Hallel of Kairin, that's a Hallel of Shira. Says the Biskarov, that Hallel, Taka, could be Midivrei Kabbalah. There's a Hallel Shel Shira, which is Midivrei Kabbalah, and there's a Hallel of Kairin, which is Midivrei Seferim. And he continues in other directions talking about it. However, he basically stops there, the Biskarov. In other words, he basically stops with this point of saying that there are two types of halal. There's a halal of kairin, there's a halal of shira. Halal shel kairin is the entire halal. Halal shel shira can be a half halal. Halal shel kairin, you make a brocha. Halal shel shira, you don't make a brocha. Halal shel kairin is midivrei seifrim. Halal shel shira is midivrei kabbalah. That's basically what the Biskarov is saying, and then goes off to explain all different other questions and situations using this principle. He doesn't actually define what he means, or what Rav Haigoyen means with the halal shel kairin. He says it's a din of kriyas halal. Whereas halal shel shira, he defines more. He says halal shel shira, he defines what it is. Halal shel shira, he says, is a halal shel nigalin min hatzara. on being saved from a tzorah. However, Rav Kohen doesn't quite define. He also doesn't say, as far as I could find, he doesn't say clearly why it is that on a halal shel kohen, which is only midivrei seferim, you make a brocha, and on the halal shel shira, which is midivrei kabbalah, you don't make a brocha. That he doesn't explain. That's a given. That obviously Feld didn't have to explain that. That's a given. Rav Haigon says that. Rav Samuel Gaon says that. He's just trying to explain to us what they're saying. So what is the difference actually between a halal shel kohen and a halal shel shira? So, again, based on what we heard here over the last couple of weeks, it's possible to say, I don't know if it's 100% this is the case, but it's possible to say that that the halal shel kohen is a different type of halal. In other words, Yom Tov requires halal, right? There's a din that Yom Tov requires halal. So there's a halal which is an outcome of the day being Yom Tov. So therefore, there are 18 days in the year which are Yom Tov, and in those days which are Yom Tov, you say halal. That's the halal shel kohen. The halal shel kohen is also the Yom Tov. It's a Yom Tov dikadin. Masha'en came the halal shel Torah. It's not a Yom Tov dikadin. It's a Torah happened. When you go from the Torah, so you say halal. That's the difference between the halal shel kohen and the halal shel shira. But the halal shel shira is definitely a halal in which you're expressing shvach v'hidor to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's like a tefillah dikah halal. So I don't know, but there is a famous Meiri in Brochas where the Meiri asks the question, the Meiri other Rishonim ask it as well, why didn't you make a Brocha on Yetzias Mitzrayim, for example? So he asks, why do you make a bracha on the mitzvah of Sechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's a mitzvah like any other mitzvah, so why doesn't it require a bracha? Also, the Meiri, tefillah, which is deraisa, right? The concept of tefillah, which is deraisa. So why don't we make a bracha before we start davening? The Sheikh Hisham says, "Zivon nispalo." So the Meiri says that the reason why you don't make a bracha is because Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is the expression he uses. He says, "Yetzias Mitzrayim with tefillah, harei heim brachas gemuras." In other words, that in itself is the bracha. Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim, Sechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, in itself, what is it? It's a bracha to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Tefillah is a bracha to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So you don't make a bracha on a bracha. So if so, it could be, I don't know, but it could be that Halal Shel Shira is the same idea. Halal Shel Shira, what's Pshach Higim Yishvach Vaidot to the Ribbono Shel Olam? That in itself constitutes a bracha. So you don't make a bracha on a bracha. Basically, just a thought that I had. But now I want to go back to the two Gemaras that we started talking about. The Gemara in Megillah and the Gemara in Erechim. The Gemara in Megillah says that we should say Halal on Purim. Why? Because we have a Kavachoyma. What's our Kavachoyma? Our Kavachoyma is from Pesach. Maruch and Pesach you say Halal. And there it was only me Avdus Lecheiros Purim, which is Michayim Lemisa, like Kol Shekein. Says Rashi, what halal are we talking about? Where is the halal in connection with Yetzias Mitzrayim? What's the halal of Yetzias Mitzrayim that the Gemara is talking about? That the Gemara says that if you say halal on Pesach, obviously you have to say halal on Purim. What halal is this? So Rashi says, I'll tell you what halal it is. Rashi says, "Biyetzias Mitzrayim Omru Shira Alayom." That when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they said Shira Alayom is halal nami neima shehi Shira. Therefore, we should also say halal, which is an act of Shira. So, first of all, from Rashi, you see clearly the Rashi is talking here about a halal, which is a halal of Shira, right? That's what Rashi says. But along comes the Tori Evan, the famous Tori Evan asks a Pashta Kasha. The Tori Evan says, when was Kriyas Yamsuf? Shvir Shel Pesach. So if so, on Shvir Shel Pesach there is no din of halal. When do we say halal? Only on the first day of Pesach. So therefore, what is Rashi talking about, says the Tori Evan? Rashi says that we got a Kal V'Chaim. The Gemara says that we learn a Kal V'Chaim that Maduch, we say Halal on Pesach, Halal of Shira on Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? On the Nisim, on the Kriyas Yamsuf. Kol Shekein we should say on Purim. We don't. We can't say Halal to commemorate that Nekudas as the Tori Evan. So the Tori Evan argues on Rashi And the Terry Evans says, Pasha, the Pshat in the Gemara is not that we're talking about Shvi'ish or Pesach. We're talking about the Hallel of the first day of Pesach. In other words, says the Tori Evan, what Hallel are we talking about? We're talking about the Hallel, says the Tori Evan, of the night. The Hallel that we say in Haggadah Shel Pesach. Now the Hallel that we say in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, Rav Haya Goin, Rav Semach Goin, what do they say? That's a Hallel of Shira. That's a Shira Dika Hallel. So if so, it comes out according to this that when the Gemara asked the Kasha, and the Gemara said, why don't we say Hallel on Purim, we have a Kal Vachomer from Pesach, what sort of Hallel was the Gemara saying that we should say? Hallel Shel Shira. On that, what did the Rav Nachman answer? Rav Nachman answered on that, the Kriyasa Zu Hilula. In other words, the Kriyasa Megillah, that's the Hallel of Shira. That's the praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? We should say a Hallel because we were Nigal Mitzora, right? Says the answers of Nachman. We are saying a Hallel on the fact that we're Nigal Mitzora. What's the Hallel that we're saying on the fact that we're Nigal Mitzora? The Hallel of Kriyas Megillah. That's the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Erechin, how does the Gemara start off? The Gemara starts off in Erechin, the Gemara says the following. There were 18 days on which they were conveyed to say Hallel. When they were conveyor the 18 days to say Hallel, what were they conveyor? According to the Briskerov's pshat in the Gainim, Hallel Shel Kriya. What's Hallel Shel Kriya? It's not a Hallel of Shira, it's a Hallel Shel Kriya. What sort of Hallel is it? So Pashtus is a Hallel on the Yom Tov, right? So then the Gemara says, if so, the Gemara starts asking questions. So the Gemara says, so why were they conveyor Hallel of Yom Tov? The Gemara says, the Gabi Sukkot, Chalat B'Kol B'nei Seyem, right? Then the Gemara says, what about Hanukkah? So the Gemara says, well, Hanukkah, they were Kedem Mishum Niso. But we're not talking about Hallel Shel Shira here. We're not talking about Hallel which they were Kaveya Shenig'olu Mitzora. We're talking about the Hallel Shel Kerim. So what's the Hallel Shel Kerim got to do with the Nes? So you must say, as I think was suggested, you must say that when the Gemara says that Hanukkah, they were Kebeah B'Nes, it doesn't mean that the Hallel is on the Nes. It means that the Nes made it into a Yom Tov, and the Hallel is because it's a Yom Tov. So then the Gemara asks another Kasha. If you're going to say that a Nes turns it into a Yom Tov, and therefore there's a din of Hallel Shel Kairin, why isn't there a din of Hallel Shel Kairin on Purim as well? Purim also a Nes happened, and they were Kebeah the Yom Tov because of the Nes. Answers the Gemara, Kriyosa Zu. So it comes out that the Kasha of the Gemara in Erechin and the Kasha of the Gemara in Megillah are two totally different questions. From the fact that the Gemara in Megillah asks the question from the Kal Vachomer from Pesach, you see that the Kasha of the Gemara was the Gabi Hallel Shel Shira. From the fact that the Gemara in Erechin asks the Kasha from Chanukah, you see, and it's all part of the Yudches Yomim, you see that the Kasha of the Gemara in Erechin wasn't about Hallel Shel Shira. Okay, forget it. Hallel Shel Shira, you got an answer. You already answered that in Megillah. You answered that. Kriyos is a little. What about Hallel Shel Yom Tov? Says Rav Nachman, no, and Hallel Shel Yom Tov as well. I can also say the same thing. That Kriyosa Zu He Lula. So it comes out that the two sugyas are two sugyas and nifrodas. One sugya is talking, if you're the British prophet, it'll come out that one sugya is talking about Hallel of Kriya, and one sugya is talking about Hallel Shel Shira. Now let's go back to the Rambam that we mentioned in the beginning. The Rambam who says, "Lay tiklu kriyas and megillah b'purim." How does the Rambam start off there? The Rambam, if you read the Rambam inside carefully, the Rambam starts off the following way. He says, "B'chol yoyim v'yoyim mishmeinas hayomim ha'elu goyimim sahala." That on every single day of Hanukkah, on the 8 days of Hanukkah, you have to say a complete hallel. And then he says, not only Hanukkah, but there are 18 days which they were kaveya that you have to say a complete hallel. And then he carries on and he says, "Ushmoina esa yoyim b'shana mitzvah ligmud b'mesa hallel ve'ilhein." And he lists all the days on which there's a chiyuv of hallel. So what hallel is the Rambam talking about? The Rambam's talking about the hallel. According to the Briskerov, it comes out that the Rambam which is talking about the hallel of Kairin. That's what the Rambam is talking about. V'lo tiknu hallel b'purim. And then the Rambam continues and he says, and they weren't Masakin Halel on Purim. Why? Shekriyas HaMegillah Harei Halel. Because the Kriyas HaMegillah is the Halel. So the whole Rambam here is talking about, clearly he's talking about Halel Shel Kriya. So when the Rambam paskins here like Rav Nachman, the Kriyot is the Ilula. Like what sugi is he paskining like? He's like paskining out of sugi and Erechin. This is a direct quote from the sugi and Erechin. And on that, on Halel Shel Kriya, says the Rambam, Leitiknu Halel B'Purim. But the Rambam's not talking about Halel Shel Shira. So now what happened with the Halel Shel Shira? Right, so obviously the Rambam will hold, Pashtas, the Rambam will hold, that the sugya of the Gemara in Megillah is talking about Shel Halel Shel Shira, and on the sugya of the Gemara in Megillah, you've also got the teretz of Rav Nachman, that what? That Kriyus is an Ilula. Pashtas. But the Rambam doesn't say it. So the whole deal that the Achronim make from the Lashon of Rambam, V'lei tiknu Halel B'Purim, is only in reference to Halel Shel Kriya. But in reference to Halel Shel Shira, you don't know what the Rambam Shita is. So it's very possible that in connection with Halel Shel Shira, the Rambam will hold exactly the same as the Miri. In other words, that there's a machlokes between the Rambam, right, and the Miri, which he started off with, is not necessarily correct, because the Miri says his vort where? On Megillah, he doesn't say on Erechin, he says on Megillah. In other words, says the Meiri says in reference to the halal that's being spoken about in the Sechas Megillah, what type of halal is that? That's a halal Shel Shira. They came along and they said that on Purim, your halal Shel Shira should be in the form of Kriyas Megillah. Says the Meiri, you haven't got a Megillah, but a normal halal Shel Shira. There's absolutely no hechus that the Rambam argues on that. As far as the halal Shel Shira is concerned, it could possibly be that the Rambam would agree. But if you haven't got a Mikra Megillah, you haven't got a Kriya of Megillah, to be Yaita the Halel Shel Shira, say Halel. All that the Rambam is saying is, like, the din of Halel, which is the din of Halel Shel Kerim, that the Gemara in Erechin is talking about, there, lay Tiknu. They weren't Masakal Halel Shel Kerim. They were Masakal Kriya of Megillah. No Megillah, no Halel. Which would mean that it's possible to go with the Halel Shel Shira, the Rambam would agree with the Miri. But if we're correct, it comes out the following, that if you haven't got a Megillah on Purim, then you'd have to read Halel. It would come out, according to this, that according to the Miri Vada, you'd only read Chatzi Halel without a bracha, because it's a Halel Shel Shira. And according to the Rambam, even if we're going to assume that the Rambam's not arguing with the Miri, but the Rambam agrees, the Gabi Halel Shoshir with the Miri, will also come out the same thing. It's a Halel Shoshir, if it's a Halel Shoshir, according to the Shitas of Gehenim, it goes with all the Klolim of the Halel Shoshir. The Klolim of the Halel Shoshir is without a bracha. Interestingly enough, those Paiskin, who Paskin Halacha Lamaisa like the Miri, and there are, the Birki Yosef talks about it and others, they bring the Miri and then they say, and if you want to read the Megillah, if you want to say Halel on Purim because you haven't got a Megillah, say Halel without a Brocha. So I understood Pshayis is a Pshara Azah. In other words, we don't know whether we paskin like the Miri, so therefore if you're going to say Halel, but don't get into a problem of Brocha. Now I think, no. Pshayis, if you say Halel on Purim, even according to those shitters that you say Halel on Purim, since it's a Halel Shal Shira, there's no Chiyuv Brocha B'Klal. So if I give this, you say Halel without a Brocha. Thank you.